The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
All right, so for the last week or two, we've been starting Day Prep by looking at the pandemic in numbers as it relates to Idaho. Yesterday, the numbers got a little goofy. As far as the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare was concerned, there were 73 confirmed cases in Idaho as of last night. Now, there are other media outlets like KTVB Television, for example. They were reporting that it was as high as 90. One thing for sure is that over half of those cases are in Blaine County. If you look at the numbers published by South Central Public Health, we're at 40 cases in Blaine County. If you look at what the numbers say from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, we're at 33 cases in Blaine County. But Ada County jumped up last night as well. Those are the two counties that we're fearing community spread, Ada County and Blaine County. Now, as of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare's last update, there's still only one reported case in Twin Falls County, one in Kajah County, none in Lincoln, Minidoka, Jerome, or Gooding counties. The order to self-isolate for those residing in Blaine County remains in effect for obvious reason. It's the only mandatory shelter-in-place order in effect right now throughout the state, and that will remain in effect until April 13th. Additionally, Central Health District also issued a volunteer shelter-in-place order for anybody who's traveled to Blaine County since March 8th. For those who have, Central District Health asks that you stay home except to get necessary medical care, monitor your symptoms, and avoid close contact with anyone for 14 days after your last potential exposure date. For those who are or may soon be facing uncertainty with employment and paychecks, and you're dealing with financial hardship right now, there are several Idaho utilities that are working with customers to keep the lights on, so to speak. Yesterday, Idaho Power announced that they are temporarily suspending disconnections to individuals and businesses who may be facing hardships related to the pandemic. They are also waiving late fees until further notice. So if you receive a late fee on your bill, there is no need to contact Idaho Power as those fees will be automatically removed. They are asking customers to pay what you can during this time so that balances don't grow to be overwhelming down the road. And if you're facing financial challenges right now, simply reach out to Idaho Power. They'll help you through this time in whatever capacity they can. The city of Twin Falls issued a declaration of emergency on Monday. While this declaration means a lot in terms of the city's access to funding and the ability to fight the pandemic locally, as far as it immediately relates to being a resident of Twin Falls like myself, the only thing that it really will affect is your ability to walk into the Twin Falls city offices and pay your water bill. Those offices are closed to the public. You're encouraged to take advantage of the online services offered by the city, which includes the ability to pay your water bill. Just visit tfid.org. As far as school is concerned, on Monday, the Idaho Board of Education ordered all public schools to stay closed to students until at least April 20th. The order was for a soft closure, so in many districts, staff and administration are still required to show up to work. But as far as sending your kids back to class, that isn't happening until at least April 20th. After spring break, chances are you'll be hearing from your son or daughter's teacher about keeping your child up to speed from home during the pandemic. Though I did talk to quite a few teachers. I've got a lot of teachers in my social circle. And most of them had said that they hadn't heard yet from their superintendent. They haven't received the official word if they're opening the doors to staff or if they're going to stay completely closed. So we get through the week of spring break and then I'm sure we'll know more. I still think they plan on meeting on Thursday to kind of discuss the future and discuss the next month. The Gentry Show, scheduled for April 2nd at the Historic Wilson Theater, has been postponed. The show is rescheduled for July 9th. Tickets still available online at historicwilsontheater.com. And obviously, if you purchased a ticket for the show on April 2nd, that ticket will be honored at the rescheduled show. And if you're not able to make it to the rescheduled show, reach out to the theater and they'll be happy to provide you with a refund. Their phone number is 208-436-2787. The Bar J Wranglers show that was scheduled for later this spring has also been postponed. We do not have a rescheduled date on that show yet, but I'm hoping that by tomorrow when we visit with Chris Fox on the show, she'll let us know what the story is with the Bar J Wranglers. It's now the case with both your federal and state tax returns. Individuals and businesses can delay paying their tax bills for up to 90 days past the April 15th deadline. President Trump made the declaration from the federal side last week, and Governor Little announced the state extension on Monday night. So again, for both federal and state taxes, you have now 90 days after April 15th to get everything in and paid and filed. As we move through this pandemic together, I've been stressing it every morning. I'm going to continue stressing it every morning. I highly recommend that you take advantage of your favorite restaurant's delivery and pickup services. If you can shop from a local grocery store versus one of the big box stores, do that. The more money we can keep pouring into the Southern Idaho economy, the easier it will be to rebound when we get through this madness. If there's a restaurant that you've been meaning to eat at recently, it's time to pick up the phone and find out what kind of delivery or pickup services they have available. If you've been looking at that local grocer on the corner and you drove by it and you went to the big store that's funded by corporate dollars and things like that, maybe find out if that local grocer has a order online and pickup option so you can keep some of that money here in Southern Idaho. Support local businesses in whatever capacity you have as we go through this thing together. Let's try and keep everybody else afloat. I think the most important thing right now, as I had explained to my wife yesterday, is that we need to first and foremost think about people. If people help people, we're gonna get through this together. But it's when we start turning a blind eye to what other people are going through, that's when things are really gonna get rough. So help out your neighbors, help out your family, help out your friends, support your local businesses as much as you can. And again, we're going to get through this madness together. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, let me know. You can send the info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.